All right, from our Miami studios, Ari Spears is performing in Miami at the Miami Improv starting tonight, and he's one of our favorite comics. Ari Spears, good morning.
What's happening, baby? Good morning to you.
How you doing, man?
I'm trying not to be too upset by these presidential debates.
You watched it last night?
I certainly did. I know that's our civic duty as black people while we got this black man in office.
And what did you come away with?
You know, listen, I love white people because they pay well, but they're very hypocritical. I have to go into my Paul Mooney. That you see how they do that, Negro? They want him to be assertive. They want him to be angry, but they don't want him to be angry. They want him to speak louder, but when he does, they go, oh, that Negro's angry. Lock the doors. Put away the kids. Grab your torches and your pitchforks. That Negro's on the loose. They don't know what they want that Negro to be. No, it just killed me because they kept saying how he seemed agitated and shook up at times and irritated. And it's like, I swear, if black people ain't cheesing from ear to ear doing jazz hands, they swear we angry. He smiled a lot. Where did he look like he wasn't in control? At no point did he look like he wasn't in control. Like, he has got to do the jazz hands, man.
If you're not smiling from ear to ear doing jazz hands.
It's again, I got to go back to my own special, Hollywood Look, I'm Smiling.
Yeah.
They love grinning Negroes. When you grin, you win. I love it. Barack's grin was huge. He grinned from temple to temple. Looked like the Cat of Dallas in Wonderland. Like, what more do they want him to do? You know, and you know, I got to say, I think Barack has everybody fooled because he knows the angry black man syndrome. So he knows he's got to keep his composure. Listen, this is chess, not checkers, you know, and he's playing chess.
Okay.
That's what won him the election the first time.
Good point. Good point.
But Mr. Mooney, do you think that it will happen?
You don't have to call me Mooney. Call me Paul. We have a rapport. Call me Paul.
Do you think we'll get some white folks to come and vote for the president? Because
listen,
they just seem so angry.
White folks have to vote for him because he means so. It's white guilt. They want to feel like we help that Negro. We can't be prejudiced. White folks don't want to be prejudiced, but they're prejudiced. They don't want to wear the sheets, but they want to keep them. They're funny.
Aries, we had Paul Mooney in the studios a couple of weeks ago.
It was hard
to take him
and listen to him.
All we heard was you, Aries.
Listen. I heard him recently on XM Radio do the show Stand Up, Sit Down. And I mean, you know, like I said, man, Paul is a genius, but you know, you lose a little bit of credibility when you call yourself a genius. That's for other people to do. And I swear, when they were interviewing him, I forget what question they asked him, but he basically said, homie, I started that. I did that. The first jokes were hieroglyphics in a cave. I wrote them. I wrote the first jokes on cave walls. They were me. Before me, comedy didn't exist. I birthed comedy. It was like I was a woman. I opened my legs and comedy came out.
Comedy came forth. Aries, do your characters ever meet? Because this is a problem Jay has, because we like to bring his characters together. Do your characters ever meet and have a conversation?
You know, I kind of flirted with that way back when Eddie Murphy did The Nutty Professor.
Uh-huh.
And that movie came out and was so hot. I kind of had this premise where I would put Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy, and the Clumps all together in a situation. I think that answers the question. I did do it once. Yeah.
But your head exploded, huh?
Yes, it's tough. It, you know, I like to keep it, you know, one thing at a time, you know?
Nobody should talk to anybody. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, certain guys will bleed into other guys. But when you have someone like Paul who's so different and so unique, it just, that voice is all its own. I wish Paul was a lot bigger than he is. Because only people that really like Paul.
Know him.
Yeah. Like, I'll go do shows and brothers will yell out, Paul Mooney. But then I'll do it and that's the only person laughing, you know?
Well, if you got like, Jay in the audience.
Like if you had, Jay's all I need. Jay is one of the best laughs. Oh my goodness.
What about
Denzel?
Like Jay-Z. Go ahead.
Okay. Jay-Z, what would Jay-Z say about last night's debate.
You know, I talk to Barack all the time. You know, and I tell him, you know, it's, you know, you got to really, you know, he knows how to play the game. You know, you can't let him see you coming, but you know, he going to be back in office, you know, and I'll probably be his running mate on his next one. You know, I want to see him brush his shoulders off with, you know, Vladimir Putin.
And if, he just sit there all day and just yell out, like, Denzel, do Denzel. Right.
What would Denzel say about last night's debate?
All right, you know, I thought he held his own, you know. He's got a lot of pressure, you know, but please believe, this man is the president of the United States. I guarantee you, when the movie is made, they're going to call me. I'm not going to call Sam Jackson, and I'm going to call Will. They're going to call me. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Trust me. My first lady will be dark, just like my real wife. No disrespect to light-skinned women, but, you know, I got to represent the dark skin.
Oh, you got to do Barkley. You got to do Barkley.
But first of all, let me tell you something, man. First of all, I watched the debates. Uh-huh. Mitt Romney. Barack, I talk to all the celebrities. Let me tell you, Barack is like LeBron James. I think it's very interesting because LeBron is the greatest athlete. And Barack, I really think he got it, man. I really think he got it.
Oh, my God.
All right, Shaq. Come on now.
Yeah, you know, I watched the game.
What?
You know, I thought it was very interesting watching Barack. You know, same cool.
Could you speak up, Shaq?
No, this is how I talk. Mitt Romney reminded me of Kobe.
Kobe?
Trying to take him down.
Yeah, and that's pre-marijuana.